Hello, Stephen? Hi, Stephen. This is Dave with your lander now. We talked earlier. You told me to call you. I wanted to give you a little bit more time because you sounded like you were, you know, like trying to like pack everything up, and I didn't want to, you know, be rushing you or anything like that.
I'm going to the Altamont Summit right now with mountains all around me. I mean, it's not a high summit like the Grapevine, which is 4,400 feet. The peak of this thing is only 100 feet. But we sometimes lose calls in here, and it's rush hour. And I can guarantee you there's a lot of rush hours.
Got it. All I need from you is basically, you hear me?
I can overload the local towers. I can hear you fine right now, but I may lose you. So if I do, it's not that I'm mad that I hang up on you. Just call me back.
Okay, no problem. The one thing that I need is the your email address. What's your email address, Stephen?
If you're dealing, you wanted to talk about lending money to our company, Bedbugs All Gone?
Right, and eventually, let's just say we get caught off, I mean, at least I will have the email address where I can forward you something.
Right, okay.
So,
B is in bed, then B is in bug. A-L-L is in the word all. G-O-N-E is in the word gone. So instead of Bedbugs All Gone, it's just BB All Gone. @gmail.com. And if you send that, Barbara, who's the person that's going to have to go through all the grunge work to give you what everybody likes to, has got she's the one that needs to see that and do it all.
Got it. But so let me see right here. I'm going to do it phonetic alphabet. B as in boy. A as in apple, L as in Larry, G as in George, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, as in bballgone@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
That's it. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now.
So indicate in your thing that you talked to me and I asked you to send us something, and that way she won't throw it into spam, and then we can look at it. And, I'd be interested in kind of a line of credit. Not a big one. We have not... the COVID things that they did weren't very effective at stopping COVID, but by forcing people not to go to hotels, motels, not to fly on airplanes, not to go to church, not to go to funerals, not to go to weddings, not to go to reunions, so nobody gets together in groups, that's how this gets passed around.
Right.
That's how bedbugs get passed around. They don't walk in out of nature and invade your house. They travel with people, and the reason that I was born in the Bay Area. The reason I went back to the Bay Area to do the bedbug business was the people, the 8 million or so in the Bay Area, travel more around the world than any other place in the world. And they come from more places. It's a very polyglottal, multicultural place. And, you know, when their kids go home to visit grandma in the summer, they're going to Pakistan and they're going to Bangladesh and they're going to, you know, wherever. And so we get the bed bugs as well as the flu bugs and all the other things more than anybody else. And we thought that would make a better test case for us. But when they knocked back the COVID thing with all the ridiculous restrictions, California was the most ridiculous, as they are in everything. We're the most ridiculous state in the union for practically everything.
Listen, Stephen, quick question for you. Give me the name of the person that you want me to address the email to.
No, you don't need to address it to anybody. Barbara takes all the email.
Barbara, okay, got it.
What she needs to do, what I need to do. Just right.
Beautiful. Now tell me, how many years have you guys been in business?
We've been doing nothing but bedbugs for 10 years. I incorporated the company, I think, back in 1991 or something like that.
10? Okay, got it. 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, okay. And the other question that I have is, like, how much do you think you guys are raking every revenue-wise on a monthly basis?
Probably about 20 to 25. Like I say, we were ready to do about 50 a month right before COVID, and the first month, January and February that year, we did look like we were doing that rate, and then they locked everything down, and it just knocked the hell out of our business.
Copy that. Okay, now the other...
Cut back.
Right, copy that. Now, let me ask you this. If it wasn't a line of credit, but an actual you know, cash loan or in advance that we can give you. What are you looking to get? 25K or 30 or 40? What would you
look for? Something like that. Well, 25K or so. I mean, if our business goes up, we'd want to get more, but I'm not looking for a whole lot. And,
okay. All right, and if everything makes sense, because right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the application. It's going to be coming from David or Dave at yourlendernow.com, and the application will be there. I will be submitted in that email. All we need, basically, we don't look into records.
Kind of rates that you charge. I mean, a lot of places say, well, we charge, you know, some rate, that when you really work it out, it doesn't make sense because they have a streamlined pay down, so you only get use of half of the money is being paid down, and then you multiply that by the rate, which is 25%, and actually you're paying 50% on an, you know.
What I can tell you is this. What I can tell you is this. I'm going to set you up with my senior executive loan officer. Her name is Corey, so she's going to be talking to you about that. If it is something that makes sense to you, once she presents it to you, then pull the trigger. If it's not, then no harm, no foul, nothing, you know what I mean? But at least you know where you stand. Quick question that I have for you before I let you go is, I'm going to send the application, and like I said, we don't look into records or anything like that, credit checks or anything like that. What we do see, a request, is basically the last 4 monthly bank statements that you have available. We need that to see a consistency of your monthly revenue. That's it, basically.
Our worst 4 months of the year are November, December, January, and February. So you're going to see our worst months when we say
it wouldn't matter. Like I said, what we like to see is that there is a business, there is a line of revenue, and so once you meet all that criteria, it's very easy for a Corey to actually structurize a deal for you. So don't worry about it. Okay, I just want to thank you right now, basically, for taking the first steps. Like I said, do look into your email, or Barbara can look into the email. It's going to be coming from me, from Dave at yourlender.com. There will be an attachment there, which is the application where you can fill up. Once you send me those bank statements, we're going to send it. Corey's going to be calling you, okay? But do look forward to see. I do look forward to see that for in the next 30 minutes or so, okay?
Well, yeah, I want to get back to the office for another 45 minutes.
Right, but you got
on the road now.
At least, awesome. So at least you can have it, look at it over the weekend or on Monday, open it up and look at that. And we'll take it from there. I will have Corey to give you or send you a welcome email as well so that she can tell you that me and her are working together to get you the best possible scenario. And if it makes sense, it will be up to you to get it done, okay? But I'm assuming that you will need this ASAP, so I'm going to try to work as fast as we possibly can, okay? But thank you very much, Stephen.
Okay.
Be careful out there and have a great, great weekend, okay?
God bless.
All right then. Bye-bye. Thank you.